Thanks, Nick.
If you could turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. And when I was in sixth grade on the basketball team, we were all pretty much 3 foot something, and we were going up against people that were like 4 or 5 foot something. So our coach made us memorize this verse, and he made us memorize the first part of it. Let no man despise thy youth, and he switched it to let no man despise thy height. Don't let anyone say, you know, you're too short to do this, you're too young to do this, you know, you guys should be like playing with dolls or something. And we had that said to us. But continuing on with this verse, my dad, when I got to the varsity team, my dad had us go ahead and again memorize this verse. And most of the same guys. And again, we were a small team. And he said it this way. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. That basically covers everything. And we can be out there, and I use basketball a lot because that's what I played. But in college, I wrestled and things like that. But no matter where we are in our life, and this is just an encouragement of what was said before, but no matter where we are in our life, no matter what's happening, be an example. And you can be... I think the New King James Version says, but be that an example to the believers. And so, yes, we want to be an example to other believers, to those that are looking up to us. I know I have siblings at home that always look up to me. They're like, Tim, you know, what are you doing with your life? Where are you going? And I have to say, you know, sometimes, well, you know, right now I don't know. Or sometimes I say, you want to know what God's been doing in my life right now? And things that he's been doing that have changed my life amazingly, because I have actually stood by his word. And sometimes I can say that, and I'm really happy when I can tell, especially my brother Phil, who's right behind me. I'm so glad when I can tell him that. But sometimes I have to be like, you know what? That's not me yet. And then he turns around and encourages me. So no matter where we are in our life, no matter what we're doing, we can be an encouragement to other believers. But I like what the King James says here. But be thou an example of the believers. And that's not saying, all right, go out and just go and encourage other Christians. That's saying, go out there, be an example to the unsaved of what a Christian should be. And like he was saying, what we wear, things we wear, is it a personal experience in my life? I work at a clothing store. And it's not the most exciting job in the world. And afterwards, everybody likes to go out and have fun, you know, or get a drink or go to a party or just go catch a movie, you know, that might not be the most appropriate, but, you know, it's fun and it will relax you or whatever. And I've been saying no, no. And then finally I was like, why don't you guys come over to my house? You know, just come over to my house, chill. You know, we'll have fun or whatever there. So, you know, I pop in like... I think I put in fireproof, which when you have a bunch of guys that want to go drinking, it's not the best movie to watch. But then they're like, oh, so you're a Christian. I'm like, yeah, I'm a Christian. Oh, that's why you don't go do this. Yeah, that's why I don't go do this. Oh, and then the night ended shortly. But then afterwards, you know, I was like, all right, well, hey, at least they know now. They didn't stop treating me the same way, except that when I came around, they wouldn't swear. And when I went up to them, hey guys, what's up? If they were talking about something they knew I wouldn't want to hear or whatever, they'd stop it. And, then the guys got fired, and now there's just girls and me. And so, one of the girls, she's like, hey, my fiance would like to meet you and hang out with you. And I was like, okay. I meet this guy, and I felt like David. He's huge. And I was like, oh my. And this guy, when I met him, he was wearing the tough-looking clothes, and he's a tough-looking guy, and he had tattoos and things like that. And he was swearing and everything like that. And he came in, and I had him over, and I made chili that night. And if you want to see how tough a guy is, feed him chili. And so I sat this guy down, and I prayed for the meal. And it was his fiance there. A lot of my friends from the Baptist school were there. And so we prayed. And so this guy, as soon as we prayed, stopped swearing. There was no more swearing. He wants to hang out again. And this guy was a guy that I was like, oh, great. If I say the name of the Lord, I'm going to get punched. I was really scared to meet this guy because he's the type of guy that's been in jail a couple times and all that. And I was scared, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to live my life the way I know I should, the way the Bible tells me to be. And I've been an example. And I'm not the most perfect guy. I'm not the most perfect guy. I mess up all the time. But in instances where you're scared, or in instances where you don't think you can go on, turn to the book, memorize a verse, go back to things that you knew as a kid, and they'll help you as you press on in life. And it doesn't matter what the circumstance is, if you feel that you don't have the strength to be an example, then just turn to the Lord, and He'll be all the encouragement you need. And that's all I had to say. Mm-hmm.